Barhead. It's a couple of months later than usual, but the Barhead Fish and Game Association is set to host its annual trophy scoring event this Saturday, April 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Barhead Senior Center. Joe Prochick, president of Barhead Fish and Game Association, said they usually hold the trophy scoring event in February and then hand out any awards that association members earned during the Wild Game Supper. That wasn't possible this year, however, as two of their scorers from White Court passed away and three of their five remaining scorers caught COVID. As for the Wild Game Supper, it has been put on hold indefinitely because COVID and everything else, but we're probably going to take a shot next year because it's a pretty positive event and we get a great turnout, he said. On the plus side, a shortage of scorers isn't an issue anymore, as the association was able to host a scoring course in Barhead over the March 26-27 weekend. Prochick said he had been trying to get a course arranged for the last 2 years, noting that the last one they hosted was 4 years ago. He added that they were the first club in the province to host a scoring course this year. The intensive course was very thorough and comprehensive, as they went over how to score deer, typical and non-typical mule deer, elk, typical and non-typical white-tailed deer, wild sheep and goats, even the skulls of predators like wolves and bears, Prochick indicated. Of the 15 people that took part, most were from Barhead and area, but there were a few participants from St. Paul, White Court and Leduc. As well, there were about four women taking part, which might be indicative of a trend, as Prochick said he has been seeing more ladies shooting at the association's gun range out at Thunder Lake, including a couple of women who do shotgun trap shooting on Wednesdays. One comes all the way from St. Albert. She says, "I wouldn't miss this for anything," he added. While the trophy scoring event is obviously geared towards members of the club, who get their horns, antlers, skulls entered into a contest, general members of the public are also welcome to bring down their trophies to get scored for free. For more news on what the Barhead Fish and Game Association is up to, a good source of information is the group's Facebook page, where Prochick regularly posts updates. For instance, he noted that they will be doing some major maintenance at the gun range this summer, pushing some trees back, finishing some graveling and bringing out a contractor to work on the clay shooting building. When you're running a facility like that, you have to keep it up, he said. All that will necessitate shutting down the range for a day or two, so Prochick will be posting to Facebook when that closure occurs. Kevin Berger, townandcountrytoday.com.